do the tailpipe drag.
Weezer. That was Weezer, Say It Ain't So, to start off our angsty radio show.
This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we're feeling angsty.
Could you turn my mic up?
I think you're up.
Really? Maybe these headphones?
You're up, dude. Turn it up there.
It's turned up all the way. You just turned it down.
Oh.
Whatever.
I hear you loud and clear.
Awesome.
Yeah, so why are we feeling angsty?
Well, we're coming to the end of our first semester of sophomore year.
Woo!
Which means we have to be choosing classes, which means we have to feel pretty confident about a major that we have to declare soon, which means our whole life is falling apart.
And how are we feeling about that major, Phoebe?
I don't know. You know when you're pretty certain about something until you actually have to...
Until you look at that degree sheet.
Yeah, and you have to commit to it, and you're like, why did I want to do this in the first place?
Still thinking CBS?
Like, yeah, but also maybe biopsych, but also I haven't taken one bio class while I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like that's quite, where I'm at right now.
Quite the conundrum.
Yeah.
I, for a second, was... Well, I actually don't know.
Like, can I move to the other mic? There's a ringing in my ear.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if that's the mic or you, but yeah.
Okay. That's not very nice.
Moving to mic 4. Well, now there's a buzz.
What? I can't even hear anything.
I think your hearing's messed up. Stay on 3. Yeah. I was like, civil engineering, whoa. I was looking at that degree sheet. Looked pretty hard. But
yeah.
I think we're going to stick it out. I think I want to do a minor in music engineering.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't hear myself, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
A minor in you make beats?
Something like that. There's a class I could take next semester where you make an instrument. You design and make it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that like an elective? Fun. It doesn't count towards your
major. No, it does.
Wow.
So that's a big hack.
Wait, what are you planning on majoring in at this moment?
Civil.
Civil engineering?
Engineering.
And how's the engineering school treating you?
They're pretty nice. Yeah. Just putting on some beats for the background.
We don't know what they sound like, though.
I do.
Okay.
I guess your headphones are
lo-fi
working.
Study beats in case you're studying to our beautiful voices.
Yeah.
Or you're in English 1, for example.
This is a classic English 1 playlist.
Yeah.
I guess.
Totally.
No, the engineering school is nice. I don't know. It's just like everything is problem sets.
Mm-hmm.
My life is a problem set right now. I'm just trying to find the answers, you know, man? You know, man?
Yeah, I'm just trying to hear. It's like really not going
Maybe
well.
Maybe you're probably wearing the wrong headphones.
There are 3 headphones in front of me. Whatever, I don't need it.
Okay.
My whole life is CompSci right now, and that's because of CBS. But I'm also like, why am I doing this major if I don't like computer science and I have to take 2 computer science classes?
I thought you liked it.
Well, I don't. Well, I'm just really bad at it. Like, it's fun. I can imagine how fun it would be if I was good at it.
If you're a god.
Yeah.
Goddess.
Yeah.
A CompSci goddess.
But alas, I don't think that will ever be me.
Not with that attitude.
So I might just give up.
Biopsych it is then.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But like, what if I take like, what is like bio 1 or whatever? There's like 2 intro to bio classes. And like, what if I take one of those and then I decide not? Like, it's really stressful because you only have a certain... You're trying to get your degree in 4 years, but
right.
And like, but you want to explore different majors, but then what
but
if
you can't do too much exploration?
You can't do too much exploration because then you don't fulfill all your requirements done. For the major yeah. you end up on.
We've got some good tidbits of, I think, listeners, if you're trying to figure out what you're going to take next semester, screw that advising appointment. Call
Come
into
here.
The show
Call
right
in.
Now. Run us through what's going through your head, and we'll point you in a direction.
Can I call out my pre-major advisor right now?
Call out.
Well, not shout out, but just like...
Roast.
So, you know how most advisors emailed people about like approving their schedule for next semester? Because we have to register soon, and they have to lift their hold?
Sure.
Did your advisor do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, most did. Mine didn't. And so I emailed him yesterday and I was like, hey, like, I would love to meet with you. I have to register for classes soon. And then like 2 minutes later, he emails all of my advising group. I was in like an advising class. Isn't that funny?
So he was just like,
didn't even
oh,
reply
shoot.
To me. Yeah. He was like, oh, dang. He should have given me a thank you. That's all I'm saying. I saved his butt.
Yeah. You are a hero.
Yeah.
A brave, brave hero.
I'm surprised that no one else emailed him. Or maybe that I was one of like many emails
maybe
and then he
you
was
were
like
the,
now
the straw
time.
That broke the camel's back. He'd gotten so many emails.
Yeah.
And was just ignoring it. And then you came along.
Like, he was
fine,
just like, I don't want to help these
fine,
sophomores.
I'll do it.
He's like, fine, God. I'll lift your dang hold. You can come back here next semester.
So, yeah, that's what's going through our minds.
So we put together a bunch of angsty songs that we think...
We're just feeling right now.
Yeah.
Cloudy, cruddy day out.
For real.
Ugh.
Like, you think all the stress would end with midterms, but then you figure out that midterms never end. Like, have your midterms ended? You had a presentation yesterday?
Yeah, not really.
You have any other exams this week or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they act like that...
Well, I don't like calling them midterms.
Yeah.
I just call them a test.
I just usually have at least one test every week, if not multiple essays. And also CompSci.
Yeah. Yeah. That's school.
And this is with like what, 17 shoes? There's people taking like 20 or whatever. Like
you're
I don't,
in 17.
I think so. It's too many.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
We'll be the first, not the last.
Maybe 16.
Yeah, I think I'm in 16.
But CompSci is 4, but it should be like 10. Just because it takes so many hours. Not actually 10, but like it takes a lot more hours than you're getting credit for, I feel like.
Some people definitely whiz by that.
No. Even, well, I mean, not in my experience. And I hang out with smart people, too. It
and
just
takes,
just like hours
of work. Are they just like
work.
Us?
What?
Smart people? They're just like us? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a song queued up?
Yeah, I can put some on. What about, you got a lot of Green Day on it.
I love Green Day.
All right, I'll play a good Green Day song then. I liked the lo-fi in the background. That was
you don't know what it sounds like.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Can I? No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, I'm playing the same exact song again. Bad Luck. When I Come Around by Green Day.
Thank you. you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Federal law, manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
Hear that, kids? You hear that, kids? Do you hear that, kids?
Like, smoking cigarettes is angsty, but don't do it.
We are chain smoking during this whole show.
What?
We may be chain smoking during this whole show.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Are we not?
Well, we're not.
We're not chain smoking.
Because we don't smoke because we don't want to kill ourselves.
But we're angsty.
But we're still angsty. See?
We're having a bit of an identity crisis.
No, what I'm trying to argue is that you don't need to feel cognitive dissonance if you don't smoke and you still want to be angsty.
Cognitive dissonance?
Yeah. Psych
Elaborate.
Term.
What's that?
It's like, I mean, if you took like social psych or like a lot of psych classes, you'd hear it a lot. It's like, I mean, what the example I was using it in is like when you go are doing something that's like against your character. Like it's when like you have conflicting things in your head. So like if you do something that you feel like is against your character, then you could experience cognitive dissonance, which makes you uncomfortable. And that's why we usually do things within our character, for example.
Oh, I see. You listened to The Way Things Change by Yellow Days.
Great
Phoebe's
song.
Favorite song.
Not my favorite song.
Favorite song of all time. New Slang by The Shins, and you just heard Hold On by John Lennon, the one and only. We did our PSA. It's halfway through the show.
I'm doing CompSci.
I'm looking at the weather. I think it's gonna rain.
Yeah, that's what the weather app told me.
Not too happy
this
about
morning.
It.
Lot of rain today, but also like one of the warmer days of the week. It's gonna get cold. It might even snow this weekend.
Yeah, I did see that.
Crazy.
Snow is on the horizon.
It's
not a lot
fall.
Of snow.
Fools.
It's not fall. Well, I guess it still is.
Till it's November.
December 21st.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, I'm mad.
Yeah, me too.
You know what?
I've been mad.
I'm mad. mad crazy about snow.
Aww.
Yeah. Phoebe, I think you're gonna like this next song. It's only a minute. Marlboro Nights.
TikTok song.
Oh, that's how my sister knows it.
Oh my God.
She showed it to me.
Amazing.
Yeah, all right. I can definitely see that this is a TikTok song, so apologies in advance.
It's still fun.
I guess. Like, it's a bop.
I don't want to go to school tomorrow. I can't study thinking about you. And you know I always do. I don't want to go to sleep tonight when I can stay up thinking about you. And you know I always do. Oh, 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 oh
sleep with seats, that's a mattress. Don't sleep with seats, that's a mattress. You ain't stingy, split your tablets with me. You don't flinch when camera flashing, flashing. Not fake laid back, no, it's natural. And I think you made for the life I lead. I'm not fake patient, I don't fake sick. That kind of cough and only lean. Rest in peace, got this lust for life in me. Horny for the game. First they kiss, then they bite soft. Then that bitch wanna play it off. Fucking, I'm pretty still in a pit of snakes with serpent shakes. Some brand new skills, I need a new face. I'm tired of these riddles, acting familiar. Take all the rock and turn it to pop. They think of the Elvis, and they're grateful. They don't say thank you, they don't say grace. I eat for meals, I eat for millions. Fucking, I'm pretty still. Look at my deal, Richard Mill. Look at my ears, flooded with diamonds. Look at my skills, running through blocks like 49ers. 49 diamonds, stuff in my bracelet. That cost a while, that cost a while. But and it ain't new, I had a knowledge. John Eric in my locker. Pretty still, it ain't no pretty pill. It's either real or real, real easy on the eyes. Green like a soccer field. Skin hot when they tried me like a popper's feel. Hands shaking, open, never level sky. Rocket feel, rocket feel. We'll be right back.
often think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Cut me deep, bitch, cut me like surgery. And I was too proud to admit that it was hurting, man. I never do that to you, at least purposely. We breaking up again, we making up again. But we don't love no more, I guess we fucking then. Have you ever felt you ever want to kill her? And you mix them emotions with tequila. And you mix that with a little bad advice. On one of them bad nights, you have a bad fight. And you talking about her family, her aunts and shit. And she say, motherfucker, your mama.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole. Everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Boys, they're fooling around in the corner.
and the Sultans. Yeah, the Sultans that play Creole.
That was Sultans of Swing by, wait, no, I'm confused. That was Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. There we go.
Not super on theme, but Lucas just wanted to play it, so yeah. It happened.
So that's why I played it.
We are coming to the end of our hour.
Sadly enough.
Been the morning show, and you are listening to 91.5 WFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's on tap for the rest of the day, Phoebe?
Comp sci, sociology presentation, more comp sci.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get a haircut in Davis, maybe some food. I think I might go to, Dave's Fresh Pasta.
That's awesome.
So good.
So I've never good. Been. I've had their pasta, though.
So you have been. Or you've eaten their pasta.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Don't be stressed.
Yeah.
You are so thick.
Don't even worry, everyone. We'll be here, same place, same time, next week, which will be probably a bit colder than this week. Maybe it'll be snowy. Who knows?
Maybe.
Until then,
I've been paralyzed. Peace. I can't make a move.